There were a lot of dramatic images from the military action known as Operation Iraqi Freedom, but I think few were more dramatic than the middle-of-the-night rescue of a prisoner of war. Her name was Jessica Lynch, and if you were around at the time, you probably remember it. As coalition forces advanced quickly from the Kuwaiti border to the capital of Baghdad, PFC Lynch's unit of army maintenance troops made a wrong turn. They ended up in the middle of an enemy ambush, and no one knew Jesse Lynch's fate. She was listed as missing in action. But acting on the tip of Iraqi sympathizers, a special operations force fought their way into the hospital where she was imprisoned, found her, and quickly carried her to a waiting helicopter. It was dramatic. And then they had to fight their way out. But Private Lynch was safe, saved by the rescuers who risked it all to bring her out. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the day you're rescued. I'll never begin to know what it must have been like to be a prisoner of someone like Saddam Hussein's brutal regime. But I do know a little bit about how it feels to be rescued from a situation I couldn't get out of, or that otherwise would have been fatal. I know what it is to be rescued by someone who risked it all, actually gave it all, to bring me out. It's a life-saving experience that's been shared by millions of people over 2,000 years, and it's a rescue that can happen to you. This rescue was planned in heaven and executed by no one less than the very Son of God, Jesus Christ. It's described by God himself in Colossians 1, 13 and 14, our word for today from the Word of God. It says of God, quote, "He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Now, we don't realize it, but we are in as deadly a situation as that rescued POW was in. Actually, a lot more deadly, because without a rescue, we'll be imprisoned forever in an awful place the Bible calls hell. That's where the death penalty is carried out for a human being who has run their own life instead of letting their Creator run it, who's dared to say, God, you run the universe and I'll run me, which, according to the Bible, is all of us. No matter how religious we might be, no matter what religion we're from, we're sinners. We're unable to get ourselves out of our own dark side. We're unable to get ourselves out of our death penalty for our sin. We're trapped in what the Bible calls the dominion of darkness. But Jesus came, fighting his way to rescue us, dying on a cross to pay the penalty we deserve so we could have, as the Bible says, the forgiveness of sins instead of the punishment for our sins. No religion can get you out. Only a rescue can. And only Jesus did what had to be done to rescue you. This very day, maybe through these very words, he's breaking into your life. He is offering to be your personal rescuer from your personal sin and its eternal death penalty. If you grab Jesus by his hand and just say, Jesus, you're my only hope. You paid for my sins when you died on the cross. You've proved you're alive by walking out of your grave. I want you taken over my life. I want you to walk into my life today. Beginning today, I'm yours, Jesus. Don't you want to know you're right with God? Don't you want to know that eternity is settled forever? If you want to know you belong to the rescuer that loves you more than anyone else ever could, let this be the day you give yourself to him. Let this be the day you check out a website that is all for you at a moment like this. It is literally designed for this crossroads moment in a person's life. It's our website, anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. I invite you, I urge you, I encourage you to go there as soon as you can. Jesus paid the ultimate price. He made the ultimate sacrifice to bring you out. The strong hand of your Redeemer, man, I wish you could actually see it, because he's reaching for you right now. Would you please grab him now?